The Hidden Ode for September 23rd, 2013. Hey guys, how's it going? Long story short, the episodes that were supposed to happen over the last 2 weeks died to dealing with family matters that I frankly would rather have my top hat on fire than deal with. But can't really share that. Wife would be too happy about it, and I guess it's kind of not my place to share, you know, what's going on for a family. Wow, I've said too much already. So, this week has been an attempt to get a little bit more kind of creative, a little bit more productive. I missed getting out an episode of the podcast last weekend. Actually, 2 weekends ago, I pretty much missed getting a Hidden Grid episode out. Fix that today. And the goal this week is to start listening to the episodes at work, because, you know, I get time to listen to podcasts anyway. Might as well listen to my own. Listen to some of the actual plays, and just, you know, get them ready. Because basically all I need to do is just make timestamps on when things are screwed up, when things need editing, yada yada yada. So I don't think I'm doing okay with that. I did that for the episode I got out today. I think it's going to sound great. And I'm going to spend a little bit of time after recording this to get another episode ready for me to listen to on Tuesday, so I could prep next week's episode by, well, Tuesday night. I'll see why that would be a problem. So, what's going on? Well, besides that, this week is a no-games week. Pretty much from Monday through Thursday, nothing. No games whatsoever. I'm also extremely limiting amount of TV, videos, YouTube, whatever I'm watching. Unless I'm doing something that requires me to be running something in the background and, you know, I sit around waiting for something to happen, then, no YouTube. Like, for example, when I did the edits for the Hidden Grid episode today, had to sit, you know, because 2.5 hours of episode takes about 10 minutes for my computer to process, so did YouTube then. But otherwise, yeah, it's a media light week, because I feel like I'm wasting a lot of time. I want to blame Jared Axelrod for this one, because, well, he, Christiane, and I were kind of getting ready for the Something Ventured podcast. We ended up recording it a few days late this week, just a lot of stuff happening for everybody. And Christiane mentioned she was playing GTA 5 a lot, and Jared kind of shared a story talking about, you know, productivity and all that, and I kind of felt guilty about playing as many games as I have been, which is true. I keep talking about these goals I have, and the gaming's not helping, so I've allowed myself time this weekend to play. There's time this weekend when I can have a good time and just relax and enjoy some games, and that's great, and that'll be my reward time. But the next couple of days needs to be about getting productive, getting some projects done, getting some projects rolling. You know, recording this, for one thing, you know, this was supposed to continue after Dragon. It was supposed to continue on a daily basis, and it hasn't been, and that's my fault. And so, you know, I'm going to attempt to rectify that. So, that said, getting the projects ready to go, with Hidden Grid, getting some more time, listening to some more creative devices and things. Like, for example, before this past week, I hadn't been really reading too much, you know, a little bit, about 2 or 3 months ago, I think. But last week, I decided just to get back into reading. I listened to the first Harry Potter book for the first time, which, that was pretty cool. Listened to it in a day, it was a nice read. Looking forward to getting to the next ones, but right now, I'm currently reading, Starla Hutchins' book, Maven, first. And I'm also reading a non-fiction novel, Maven's in text, and so I decided I should be reading a textbook and a audiobook at the same time, and the current audiobook I'm reading is Abundance. I'm not done with it yet, but I can definitely tell you I'm going to devote an entire episode to just talking about that, because, wow, that's a really good brainy kind of mind-worky kind of book. My description of it just now gets it. Does not give it the respect it deserves. It doesn't. The book is very, very good. It kind of goes over a lot of materials that just, It relates to a lot of things I knew about, had seen, but not in context, and kind of explains them. It's also given me a list of other topics to kind of, you know, take a look at. I've actually started using my Evernote for that. I've just been shooting myself an email every day of just the notes I've been taking, you know, books like that and things I've been hearing and things I've been listening to, just so that way, you know, I can follow up on that context and follow those threads. For example, the next nonfiction book I'm probably going to read is The Rational Optimist, mostly because the, you know, Abundance book seems to reference that a lot very early on, so it seems like a natural progression. I have to thank Brian Brushwood for pointing out this particular book. He had talked about it earlier this year, I'm not sure the exact months, but on The Weird Show, and, you know, I finally get around to reading it. It's really good. It's worth your time. At least I think so. And I'll give a full review later. But that's part of it. You know, reading more nonfiction, reading more fiction, getting more time to allow myself to be more creative, more time to allow myself to attend to me. Because it's not just about giving myself creative time, it's about giving myself time to really take care of myself. And I've been bad about that. You know, I've been bad about giving myself enough time to sleep, I've been bad about, you know, prepping my meals for work, I've been mostly eating at the cafeteria there, which frankly is too much money. And just, in general, I haven't been taking care of myself as much as I should be. And so this week is an attempt to fix that. Really, the next month needs to be an attempt to fix it. I just think, you know, if I want to be a healthier, happier person, it's going to take work. None of this is going to fall into my lap. That's frankly not how things work. It's up to me to do that. And I know I said it before, but I'm saying it again. I'm going to do it. I'm realizing it is September 23rd. Okay, it's really September 24th. I record these after midnight, but I always say it's the day before. I don't know why. It's just my thing. But I'm realizing that my birthday is a month out. I talked about turning 30 before. And, you know, I wonder how I'm going to do. I'm wondering how I'm going to do if I can actually keep up what I'm trying to do this week over the next, you know, 30 days. I'm hoping, you know, we'll see. I am blathering, though, at this time, so I'm going to head off. Yeah, that's about it. So, hope you guys have been great. I know a few of you have been, well, I guess I'm talking to the Dark Days of Podcasting people right now, but I know a number of them have been continuing their podcast, just not as often, which is fine. That's cool. You know, you do your thing. And, you know, I'm just going to try to get back on the horse and get back into action. So, with that, I'm off. Bye-bye.